Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Sold to the Enemy by Sarah Morgan, narrated by Antonia Beamish.
Chapter 1. No one will lend you money, Celine. They are all too afraid of your father. Not all. Celine sat down on the bed and stroked her mother's hair. Hair tended regularly by hairdressers, in order to keep up the appearance of a perfect life. Stop worrying. I'm going to get you away from here. Her mother lay still. She said, from here, but they both knew that what she really meant was, from him.
I should be the one saying that to you. I should have left years ago. When I first met your father, he was so charming. Every woman in the room wanted him. And he only had eyes for me. Have you any idea how that feels?
Celine opened her mouth to say, how could I, when I've been trapped on this island for most of my life? But realized that would only hurt her mother more. I can imagine it must have been very exciting. He was rich and powerful. She wouldn't make that mistake. She would never let love blind her to the true nature of the man underneath.
It's stupid to talk of leaving, when we both know he'll never let us go. As far as the world is concerned, we're the perfect family. He isn't going to let anything ruin that image.
Her mother rolled away, turning her face to the wall. Celine felt a rush of frustration. It was like watching someone adrift on a raft, making no effort to save themselves.
We're not going to ask him. It's our decision. Ours.
Maybe it's time we told the world this family is a lie. Her mother's lack of response didn't surprise her. Her father had dictated to them and controlled them for so long, she'd forgotten she even had a choice. Despite the oppressive summer heat and the fact that their fortress home had no air conditioning, a chill spread across her skin and ran deep into her bones. How many years did it take, she wondered, before you no longer believed your life was worth fighting for? How many years before hope turned to helplessness, before anger became acceptance and spirit was beaten to a stupor? How many years until she, too, chose to lie on her side, facing the wall?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?